Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. We are picking up on day four of our How Do I Know God's Will devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you all want to follow along with us.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to read the Devo.
Let's do it.
I just want to give a shout out to this devotional, by the way. Again, there's a link to it in the description.
So good.
This scripture I'm about to read is one of my all-time favorites, and I just feel like it's been knocking it out of the park this week.
Such a good one.
It's Psalms 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path.
The devotional says, over the past 2 days, we've talked about both the known and unknown wills of God. But there's one more aspect of God's will that makes so many followers of Christ nervous. We often want to know just how specific his will is. Should I buy this house or that house? Should I go to this college or that college? Should I marry this person or that person? Should I choose this plan or that plan? Should I take this job or that job?
I got anxiety listening to those.
That's my brain all the time. The Bible does not answer these kinds of questions specifically, nor does it say, you should be a doctor or marry Jim next year. Maybe we need to take our specific questions to the Word of God and see how our desires and questions line up with the truth from God's word. Is there one perfect person for you to marry? Probably not. If that were the case, and if one person chooses the person that they shouldn't have, then everyone else's choice is wrong. Instead, what we do when it comes to spending our lives with someone is use wisdom and discernment as to what is God's best. Now, that doesn't mean God won't answer a specific prayer we pray. God loves us and often surprises us with exactly what we asked for. But most of the time, it's wise to allow God's word to be our guide, for it has plenty to say about decisions we should make. Let's pray for wisdom and discernment as we learn from God's word and consider asking these questions. Would this choice contradict God's truth? Is this the wisest decision, financial, relational, or emotional? Are any fears guiding my decision? Would I regret this in a week, month, year, or 10 years? Which path brings me the most peace? Have I sought godly wisdom? Too often we live with anxiety about making the wrong choice. Chances are strong that we'll make some decisions we wish we hadn't. Making wrong choices is often what leads us to making better choices in our future. But no matter the choice we make, God's love for us never increases or diminishes. He's absolutely smitten with us. God's transformative power changes us. With a renewed mind that is led by God's Spirit, we can discern God's best for our lives.
Yeah, I love this because it takes me back to this mindset of whenever we pray in Jesus' name,
yeah,
we're praying in his authority,
right?
And we're praying for something that we're saying Jesus would want this, right? We're praying in his name. That's like saying, oh, I'm going to order food for Tori and you can put it on Tori's tab. It's like, that's because she would want it.
Right.
But I wouldn't order her something that she wouldn't like.
Right.
There's a lot of types of food that Tori, if it were spicy, Tori does not want it.
I don't want it.
And so there are a lot of things that are quote unquote spicy when it comes to what Christ wants for us that we're ordering and he doesn't want it for us. He wants what's best for us. He's a good father.
Case in point.
Yeah.
Lord, I want this relationship to work and you're praying for a toxic relationship.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where I love the idea that whenever we truly know, and I mean it, like truly know God's character and we fully believe that he wants what's best for us, we're going to be able to have this rational ability to ask ourselves those questions that the devotional mentioned.
Right.
Would this choice contradict God's truth?
Yeah.
Is this the wisest decision? But we're not going to allow our emotions to make that decision for us. We're going to make a good rational decision based on God's truth.
Yeah.
Are any fears guiding my decision?
Mm-hmm.
I love that because how often do we allow fear? Like, oh, I'm afraid of ending up alone.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I'm going to put up with a relationship that I otherwise wouldn't put up with. Or I'm going to accept the job because I'm afraid of not making a lot of money. Or, you know, there's so many fears
scarcity
that really
mindset.
Do push us. And there's, I love that these questions that they really push us to know, like, okay, what does God want from me?
Right.
And then we make a decision versus what do I want from God?
Yeah. And I love that it points back to all of these things are scriptural. So when we're trying to discern God's will for our life, we have a whole entire book, a resource for us to say, Lord, as I open up this book today, will you illuminate a scripture that will help me make this decision? Will your Holy Spirit give me discernment and clarity and wisdom so that I can walk forward in obedience and make a decision that's going to glorify you? So we have so many tools. And I think so often we just get caught in analysis paralysis and we get paralyzed by making decisions versus going to God in prayer or going to his word and just asking, Lord, help me make this decision. I know that you are not a God of confusion and that Jesus is our Prince of Peace. So help us navigate life with that mindset.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting that you mentioned analysis paralysis because I've noticed that the biggest decisions I have, I tend to feel the most paralyzed by, or I'm afraid to act because I don't want to make the wrong decision.
The wrong choice. Yeah.
But guess what? When I'm doing that, I'm making that decision my God. I'm not believing that God is bigger than that decision. I'm believing that if I mess this up, then I'm going to mess up the will of God.
Right.
And that's making the decision my God. And that the decision is not my God.
Yeah.
My God is my God. Because I love it when the doubting skeptic Thomas, when Jesus appeared to him and he dropped to his knees and said, my Lord, my God, that's his God.
Right.
Not the doubts that were in his mind.
Yeah.
He saw Jesus for the truth that I am the Lord, I am your God. And I just it's so powerful to put God in his proper place, which is on the throne of your heart.
Amen. It's good.
You ready to pray son out?
I am. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this devotional and just how powerful and practical it is, Lord. We pray today that you would be with us in our decision-making, Lord, that we wouldn't make the decision itself bigger than you. That we would remember to go to your word, that you've given us the greatest resource, Lord, and you've given us your Holy Spirit, Lord, to help us discern and have clarity and have wisdom, Lord, to make these decisions with peace. Lord, so we pray against any anxiety today, any worry, any fear, Lord, and we thank you in advance for your peace that surpasses all earthly understanding. And we pray these things in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Well, now is the perfect time to throw on that worship music, break out the journal. And if you're in the position to make a big decision coming up, we really encourage you to ask yourself some of those questions that were listed in this devotional.
Absolutely. And y'all don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And y'all don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Ciao.